Shemitah. What is Shemitah? Shemitah is the institution that's set up that once every 7 years, the field lays fallow and anybody can come in and take whatever they want. The question is, what is the goal in Shemitah? Is the goal simply to take care of the poor? Because if that were the case, there's probably a more effective way of taking care of the poor. Let's just give them the field for a year. Why is it? Or give them lots of money for the year. Why is it that Shemitah sets up an institution whereby everybody has an equal say and everybody has an equal share of the field? My first drasha I ever heard from Rabbi Penner in Halliswood, well over 20 years ago, he quoted Rabin Zion Fierer. Rabin Zion Fierer offers an absolutely unbelievable explanation. But Fierer says that the goal of Shemitah is not the financial well-being of the poor person. There's lots of Torah ways to take care of poor people. That's not the goal. The goal of Shemitah is the psychological well-being of the poor person. What happens? Year after year after year, the poor person is told you're inferior. You don't have what it takes to compete with everyone else. You don't have the means. You can't enter into certain circles. There are doors that are closed for you. Yeah, you can come into the field, but only at certain times to take that which is left over in the corner. You're not equal to everyone else. Judaism and the Torah says, yes, there are differences between the poor and rich. That's the nature of society. But we can take care every once in a while to give the boost emotionally and psychologically to the poor person. We turn to the poor person and say, for 1 year out of every seven, you're an equal to the rich man. You have just as much a claim to the field as anyone else. The rich man doesn't look any better. You want that apple, it's yours. The rich man wants it. Nobody has a claim to it at all. The Torah is saying that for once every 7 years, we need to make sure that the poor man remembers that he's okay. And the rich man remembers that everything he has is merely a gift in his hands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a reminder that my Penner said 20 years ago, but I think the words are so true today as well. It's a reminder how careful we have to be not only to care financially for the poor person, but we have to care for the emotional well-being of the poor person. Somebody once told me something, and it was so jarring. It was winter break. Their kids wanted to go away, and their parents had a house in Florida, and they thought about going there. They would have driven down to Florida. They would have had everything. It would have been just the cost of gas to get there and get back and tolls. But they said, you know what? If our kids come back from winter break with a suntan, we'll lose our scholarship. Shemitah is to tell us that once every 7 years, we have to think long and hard and say, I wrote a check out for tzedakah. I took care of the poor person, but I think about his well-being. If a person has to fear losing their scholarship because perhaps they went to a place that looks that they took advantage of the system, we're not taking care of the emotional well-being of the poor person. That's the goal of Shemitah. The goal of Shemitah is to tell the poor person, I've got your back. I feel for you. My heart is with you, and you're my friend and my equal. And with that, we hope that the poor person could re-enter into the eighth year post-Shemitah with a renewed sense of self and a sense of belonging.